So, welcome, welcome, welcome back. And, well, my chest and back and legs and arms are welcoming you.
Why not?
Because it's a good day for you to meet
again
with me, myself, and I, and the rest of my body.
Well, I have a good body.
Who knows? Maybe I have a good body.
Maybe I don't have a good body. I mean, on the internet, anything can be great or less than great. Maybe we'll talk about this
today. But first of all, let's address the elephant in the room. Well, she's not an elephant, but she's also not in the room. You may ask, where the heck is Andia? Well, that's a good question.
Because Andia, who's a human, is not here anymore.
Welcome to the Neoborn and Andia Human Show!
You know what? I can give you a part of dark sci-fi. Yeah, and that's actually my breathing voice after two vaccinations. Anyway, so, hey, now we are back. Actually, I told to Andia, I just sent a message to her, that I might diss the new episode of Star Trek Discovery, but it is not fun. I mean, she's not here. She most probably won't be here anymore. So,
Star Trek Season 5.
How on earth can you have that poor quality of anything? I mean, the writing is worse than in, this is what came to mind, like a Mexican, old Mexican soap opera. The visuals. How come that more than 20 years ago there was the series Firefly, and that had even today's stunning standard of visuals, and even later on when the movie came out, The Serenity. You can't reason at all, because you got more money now, and it's a terrible, worse than, I don't know, a video game for PC from 1996. Terrible acting. I mean, okay, look, when you are, for example, chasing some bar in the street, not to mention having, for example, a skate or roller skate or a motorbike, and you are chasing somebody in the sandstorm, do you think whispering to somebody in the other chopper is something that the other person will listen or hear? I mean, this is a whisperer series. Nobody's talking like a real person. It's crazy. It's just bad. You can't save, especially the season opener. Second episode is a little bit better, but it's so lame writing, because, yeah, really, really? I mean, you might watch it, so I won't spoil it, but huge disappointment, especially when you compare to the season 1 or 2 of the very same series back then, when they created something never seen before. And it's really, really, really poor. You know, just faces talking on the camera. Now, this was good today, because now we had people standing in the camera, no action. And you could see that everything is coming off of a green box. I mean, terrible. Utterly terrible. And music, well, forget it. And just, it's like, it's not acting. I mean, why don't you have real actors in a movie? Come on. It's like a university college series. Bad, bad, bad in every way. What is the number one cause of divorce? Marriage.
Marriage, yes.
All right, now.
All you wizards and muggles out there, pull up a chair. Because today, we are sauntering the tale of law and disorder that's brewing up north in Scotland.
It's a tale that's got more twists than a kilt twirl at a Sildic. See, I'm trying to speak Scottish. I have no idea what I'm doing. I want a look!
I know you do!
So Scotland's rolled out this shiny new hate crime law, right? So, and it's got folks up in arms, from our dear pal J.K. Rowling to your very Joe on the streets of Edinburgh. Now, Joanne's out there on Twitter poking the bear, daring the coppers to come and nab her for calling a spade, or in this case, a dude. Imagine that, the creator of Harry Potter, the one who gave us Dementors, getting nicked for tweeting. What's next? Voldemort running for parliament on a platform of free speech? Well, actually, there are Voldemorts now. I mean, have you seen what's happening in the Western countries? So, but let's get to the meat of it, all right? Or the haggis, if you will. This Low is like the one guest at the party who means well but ends up accidentally breaking your ways. It's aiming to shield folks from hate, but it's also stepping on some pretty prickly brambles like free speech. Oh boy. People are prickled. The Scottish government stands. They are like a helicopter parent at a playground, hovering over everyone, ready to swoop in if anyone says boo to a goose, or in this case, a bloke in a frock. But here's the rub. In trying to stop the bullies, have they become the biggest playground monitor of them all? Now, JK is not alone in her crusade. Critics are coming out of the woodwork, warning that we are a hop, skip and a jump away from needing a government permit to crack a joke. And let's be real, if a comedian can't joke about a hot dog without causing a national crisis, what's next, jail time for bad puns? Here's the thought. Instead of clamping down on what folks can say, maybe, just maybe, we focus on the real issues. You know, trivial stuff like healthcare, education, the Loch Ness Monster demanding independence. So, alright. Without actually saying closing, because who talks like that? Let's keep our eyes peeled. Oh my god, that's disgusting. And actually, this is from the Star Trek Discovery. I feel disgusting. So, what comes next in this saga of speech and censorship? We know it's not going to end well, unless you rise. Will free expression prevail, or are we all just a tweet away from a stint in a slammer? Keep talking. Keep questioning. And for heaven's sake, keep laughing! Because the moment we lose our ability to laugh, especially at ourselves, that's when the real trouble starts. And to all you out there listening, keep telling your own tales of bravery and buffoonery. After all, it's not just J.K. Rowling who gets to fight the dark arts of censorship. Stay tuned. Stay cheeky, and whatever you do, don't let them catch you with a hot dog. You know this reference for the previous episode, you know? Heavens forbid a cucumber. See, this is also a reference to this. Dressed in a mustard and ketchup. All right. After the music, we return. Me, myself, and I. I think I want a job cleaning mirrors.
Okay.
Because it's something I could really see myself doing.
Oh! That was actually pretty good. Yeah. Like it.
Finally saw a therapist and she started crying, so I realized
we have a new musical guest and really she is just amazing. I had a chance to talk to her more than a few times, a little short bites, and she is an amazing person. I mean, really, her story, her energy, and you know what? Her name is Lala Frank, and she's about to release her first English album. She is just everywhere when you listen to her. She's in your mind, in your heart, your bloodstream. And you know what? You will realize you have hair because the goosebumps, oh my god. Title is That's Bad Right. That's it, right? And this is what you are hearing right now. What to say? If you just close your eyes, it is like a real soul singer. You would never say that she's not like Joss Stone, because she is like Joss Stone. And she looks good, she sings good, and she's just amazing. And her story, you know, listen to the lyrics, because it speaks to you. Maybe not this exact moment, what she is describing, but we all had the time when this emotion we felt and we can connect to. And this is the magic in Lala Frank's music, that she is the very one you would feel connected to when the whole world is disconnected from you. And maybe this is the magic of her music. Maybe this is the reality why we are listening to her. That's bad, right? No, it's good. It's amazing. Mala, please have more songs like this and help us listeners to really live through and break through. Your songs will help us. And dear listeners, we will play this song now at full length. Mala Frank, that's bad, right? After that, we are coming back with more. Well, way more.
I finally saw a therapist and she started to cry. And so I realized it was really bad. I'd be allowed to feel sad. But it's easier to look away. Or is it? Have I just been drowning in my pain? Froze it somewhere. Cause my wounds made me feel ashamed. So instead I'd rather run again. I run away, keep myself busy. Numb my brain, feeling dizzy. Drunk again to make it easy. But it's not working, is it? I was never able to sleep. That's bad, right? Didn't have enough to eat. That's bad, right? Wasn't allowed to speak. Tried to run away, that's bad, right? Got caught and hurt again, that's bad, right? But now am I okay? I stay in my fight, but it's a constant fight. She has that aura, seems so innocent. Sorry for her, sorry for her. She should have protected me. It's hard to comprehend, you know. How could she leave me in the dirt, in the dirt? And I know I should be mad, but all I see is a little girl. But it's not me, she is her. And while I'm strong enough to heal myself, she's a prisoner of her self-made hell. I was never able to sleep. It's bad, right? Didn't have enough to eat. It's bad, right? Wasn't allowed to speak. I tried to run away. That's bad, right? Got caught and hurt again. It's bad, right? But now am I okay? I stay in my you. I tried to be enough. I tried to make you love your child, but I had to be the adult. I didn't have a bed, no love, no peace. I got hatred instead, still loved you. Begged you, please leave him. Save me, save us, at least save yourself. But you wouldn't listen, you wouldn't listen. You didn't listen, so we both stayed in hell. I was never able to sleep, that's bad, right? Didn't have enough to eat, that's bad, right? Wasn't allowed to speak. I tried to run away, that's bad, right? Got caught and hurt again, but now well, I stay in my fight.
Why can't you hear a psychiatrist go to the bathroom? Because the P is silent.
Oh! Of course.
Welcome back.
I hope you enjoyed this musical break. Well, maybe it was better than listening to myself. But, well, this is it. You can listen to me, I will listen to myself, and we just shut that up. Okay, so we have a good story, okay? It's gripping and it's worrying and it is straight out of Venezuela. Okay, picture this guy, Oscar Alejandro Perez, okay? And he's known for his YouTube channel, packed with travel vlogs. And he just finds himself in hot water. Not for trekking, where he shouldn't, but he's supposedly stirring up terrorism. Yeah, you heard that right. In a land where breathtaking national beauty and harsh political realities collide, our man Oscar's latest adventure had a plot twist, and he did not see that coming. So, Oscar was about to head off to the Canaima National Park. I don't speak Venezuelan, so I'm just trying to make up words like that. Okay? Imagine this vast, untouched forest and those dramatic tabletop mountains. But instead, he got a one-way ticket to an interrogation room, courtesy of accusations flung at him for, well, being a voice in a country where speaking up gets you labeled as a terrorist. Now, if you are scratching your head saying, how does sharing videos get you in such deep water? You are not alone. I mean, as you are in such. It seems Venezuela's rulers are playing fast and loose with the term terrorism. It's a classic move, really. Silence anyone who dares to whisper dissent by tagging them as public enemy number one. And it's not just Oscar. This crackdown is sweeping up everyone, from opposition figures to folks just trying to spread a bit of truth. So why does this matter, you ask? Silly Brits, Americans, Australians and the rest of the world. Because it's about more than just one YouTuber's run in with an overzealous government. It is a glaring red flag about the state of free speech. Not just in Venezuela, but around the globe, that's what I'm telling you. History is littered with tales of regimes that try to clamp down on free expression. And let me tell you, it never ends well. From the pamphleteers of the Enlightenment to the bloggers of the 21st century, Gen Z, you have no idea, forget, go home. The fight to speak, share, and challenge ideas is what keeps societies moving forward. Yes, challenge yourself. In a world that's more connected than ever, voices like Oscar's are vital. I could have sent Julian, yeah? They show us the beauty of far-off places and the struggles of people living under oppressive regimes. When governments start equating storytelling with terrorism, it is a slippery slope to a place where questioning, debating, and dreaming out loud could land you in serious trouble. Yep. Have you ever read the book Fahrenheit 451? So, well, let's just remember, okay, why standing up for free speech matters. It is about ensuring that everyone, everywhere, can share their stories, challenge the status quo, and contribute to a global dialogue that rich, diverse, and unabashedly honest. And remember, folks, in a world that tries to silence the truth, being able to speak your mind is a superpower we all got to protect. All right.
So stick around. After the music, we will say more things. We will tell more tales of the brave and bold and the downright bizarre.
Here on the Neobot and the Human Show.
Changing the name.
Give me new ideas on our Patreon, our ex. Well, you can tell me ideas about my exes. Okay, because when it comes to stories that shape our world, you bet we've got something to say. Me, myself, and I. And now, music. I know this is a very theoretic question, but if you were to clean a vacuum. Would you be a vacuum cleaner?
I guess you would. It's a kind of a meta joke, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Well, it is an Elon Musk type joke. But
yeah. Yeah.
should. Soulless people near a ringing steeple, buying camels and needles. Times are tough.
I went to my MD.
Yeah.
And my doctor said that to assure me that he's been practicing for 30 years.
Yes.
But I just had this question back, that when will you start doing this job for you? Yeah. Oh, you thinkers, thinkers, and digital dreamers out there. Welcome back. This is your host, Neil Kamen, and we go through the curious, the bizarre, and the outright existential dilemmas of the time. Yeah, still can't speak, so now my infamous tea drinking is coming. Ready, steady, I'm drinking. But unlike you, I'm drinking just green tea. All right, so let's go and
hitchhike a ride on the AI Express.
Choo-chooing through the American heartland of farming, where the fields are not just fertile with crops, with bits and bytes of artificial intelligence. Okay, hold your horses. Or should I say your drones? Because we are about to get back the layers of this digital onion with the flair of a stand-up comedian. Well, let's flare up the stand-up comedians! Free speech shouldn't be there! Don't laugh! It's not a laughing matter! The world is ending. Let's just realize that
this punchline might be on the brink of obsolescence. Yeah, okay.
So, get around, folks. Chill them. As we are not just planting seeds in the soil today, we are sowing ideas in the silicon, marveling at how our green-thumbed friends are swapping their plows for smartphones. Guess this. There is this farmer, all right? So, and amid his kingdom of soy, consulting the oracle in his palm, not for weather forecast, but for pest identifications. Yes, folks, our farms are turning into open-air tech labs, and the scarecrows are about to file for unemployment. Okay, but let's not get too starry-eyed just yet, okay? While the techno-utopians are heralding this as the dawn of a new era where AI will feed the world, no it won't, let's not forget our old friend Hubris, okay, waiting in the wings. Remember Icarus? Flew too close to the sun with wings of feathers and wax. Well, replace those feathers with circuit boards and the wax with lines of code, and you got our modern-day tale of ambition possibly flying a tad too high. But it's not just about whether AI can make farming more efficient,
or if it will put an end to world hunger as a blissful dream.
It's about the reality that every shiny new solution comes with its own set of gremlins. We are talking about a workforce dilemma where the digital divide might just widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots, and where the countryside idyll meets the cold, hard server racks. Alright, so let's spare a thought for those 7 million bytes of digital data that represent the human exodus from rural heartlands searching for a greener pastures and that aren't monitored by drones. The irony? In our quest to solve the age-old problem of feeding our ever-growing population, we are potentially creating a buffer for our mechanical overlords, serving up our privacy, our jobs, and maybe, just maybe, our humanity on a silver platter. But fear not, dear listeners, purple rabbits, for this tale is not all doom and gloom. Amidst the cacophony of coding and the rustling of robotic leaves, there lies an opportunity to question, to challenge, and to find a balance between embracing the future and preserving the essence of what makes us human. After all, isn't the true beauty of innovation found in its ability to enhance, not replace, the human touch? So, As you cruise down this digital highway, eyes wide open at the passing landscapes of innovation and fields of futuristic farms, let's hold on to a nugget of wisdom. Remember, amidst all this technological marvel, the most valuable crop we've got isn't coded in zeros and ones, nor can it be harvested by the steel hands of AI. It's the rich, ever-growing expanse of human ingenuity and the spirit. It's about finding the sweet spot where technology serves us, enriching our lives without uprooting the very essence of what it means to be human. And hey, don't think we are shutting the barn door on this conversation just yet. We are only just scratching the surface, peeling back the layers of this giant tech onion, tears and all. There is plenty more to chat about, more to explore, and countless questions to dig into. So stay tuned, keep those gears of curiosity turning, and let's keep this dialogue alive. After all, it's in these discussions, these shared moments of wonder and worry, that we find our way forward together. This is a very simple maths thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, who is bigger, Mr. Bigger or Mr. Bigger's baby?
It's Mr. Bigger, isn't it?
No, the baby, because she's a little bigger.
Of course, perfect logic there.
Hello, all you beautiful beings tuning into the Neo Boy and the Human Show, which name is being changed. Have you voted Castillo's spell? And this is Neo Boy Caveman. Well, still, it's me, myself, and I, and the rest of the gang. Imagine, if you will, the green and pleasant lands of England and Wales, where history whispers from every cobblestone and the future zooms past in electric cars. Yet, in over 100 neighborhoods, a curious phenomenon has left the local bobbies scratching their heads. Not a single car thief has been caught. Oh, that's right, folks. Real hot fuzz. It seems our invisible bandits have mastered the art of the perfect heist. Gone in 60 seconds. See what I did here? Americans, forget it. Culture reference, you don't know. So, now you might be thinking, Neoborn, with all the tech and gadgets at our disposal, how is this possible? Dear listeners, it appears that thieves have turned into tech wizards, wielding the wands of relay attacks and devices that mimic K-phobes. Yeah, it's a kind of word. It's like a scene straight out of a science fiction flick, except the only teleporting happening is your car. From your driver to who knows where. Alright, here's the thing. The boys in blue, those steadfast defenders of our peace, seem to be playing a game of catch-up that would make a tort of us proud. With vehicle crime soaring to the highest numbers in a decade, one has to wonder if this police force has been bewitched, bordered, and bewildered by the charm of these automotive apparitions. Oh, but fear not, dear citizens, for the powers that be have spoken. They expect the police to take vehicle crime seriously. Well, color me reassured, with a charge rate lower than my chances of winning the lottery, it's comforting to know that progress is being made somewhere, somehow. And I miss this grand saga of cops and robbers. What's the real cherry on the top? Car insurance premiums hitting record highs. Because, of course, in the land of unsolvable mysteries, the true crime is what happens to your wallet. Maybe they are behind this? Oh my God. So, what's the moral of our story? If you are a car thief in England and Wales, it seems you are living in a golden age. For the rest of us, maybe it's time to invest in a good old bicycle. Or perhaps a horse. At least when those get stolen, you can hear the hoofbeats galloping away. You hear the one about the three horses in the ground filled with water?
No.
Well, well, well.
Ah!
Oh. So let's address the elephant in the room, or rather the absence of locks and sash in Seattle's juvenile justice approach. Picture this. A city taking bold strides towards a future where youth detention centers are phased out, aiming for a world where rehabilitation trumps incarceration. It's a concept that challenges our traditional notions of punishment and justice, particularly in the face of rising youth crime. Seattle area leaders, driven by the vision of transformation and betting on a deadline to close the youth detention centers by 2028, no detention is causing harm. We know detention is expensive, says Celia Jackson, leading the charge towards what many see as a radical shift. But let's pause here. The question isn't just about the cost of the arm or the harm, or the cost of the arm and the harm. It's about the fundamental belief that every individual, regardless of age, deserves a chance and redemption. Okay, you might think, hey, with youth crime on the rise, is this really the time of softening our stance? It's a valid concern. The streets of Seattle witnessed a troubling spike in crimes, from car thefts to armed robberies, painting a grim picture of juvenile delinquency. Yet, amidst this chaos, there lies an opportunity. An opportunity to rethink our approach, replace a system rooted in oppression with one that fosters growth, learning, and yes, healing. Let's not forget the critics. Those who view this move as naive, even dangerous, they argue, and rightly so, that public safety is paramount. After all, a society that cannot protect its citizens, young and old, risks a descending into anarchy. But here is where the debate heats up. Can we truly claim to protect our future by chaining it to the past? Well, good question. The shift towards no looks, no sales model isn't just about dismantling physical structures, it's about building new ones. Ones built on trust, accountability, and community support. Okay, I can't even speak. I'm drinking tea right now. Ready, steady, go? I'm drinking. All right, it's a vision that recognizes potential within every young person, okay? Even those who have stumbled along the way. And yet, amid these lofty ideas, we must probably treat carefully the paths of World War II. Reform is fraught with challenges, and the stakes are high. Each step forward must be measured, each policy meticulously evaluated to ensure that it, in our quest for justice, we do not unwittingly open the doors to further harm. Well, we shouldn't lose the sight, to be honest, of the broader conversation. A conversation about values, about a society we aspire to be, and the legacy we wish to leave for the generations to come. Can we? Shall we? Should we? Come on! Be a man and have parent figures at home. Why didn't the Malones get married?
I have no idea.
Because they cantaloupe.
They cantaloupe.
That was bad, yeah? Wasn't
yeah, it was pretty rough, yeah. Yeah.
This has been the Neoborn and Andia Human Show. From behind Jupiter in a hidden moon at a secret base in an undisclosed location.
Star. Grow. Up. Sky. Fly. Become. Dream. Try. Every minute under broken skies, every children with muted cries, every soldier in the blood-red fire, every love that you still can hire, every bridge you wish you burn, every soul aching and hurt, every mother and the scars in their heart, every father and the fears in their eyes.
I will miss your morning star that dark in the sky. I will miss all your fears that broke all my heart. I will miss your imperfections that showed you complete. I will miss your about equality, show the way of forgiveness, spark a light of hopefulness. Yet I'm trapped in my inequality, impairing inability, self-implied redemption, frozen love in action.
I will miss your morning star that dark in the sky. I will miss all your fears that broke all my heart. I will miss your your body that made me so real.
Become.